You're listening to SBS News.
The sixth annual Ethical Fashion Report has been released by Baptist World Aid, grading 130 apparel companies, including 480 brands. Each is rated from A+ to F on its policies, transparency, worker rights and environmental management. Baptist World Aid Chief Executive John Hickey says overall, fashion companies are becoming more transparent.
The A+ companies, the A companies, the A- really take this seriously. We measure living wage, we look at general workers' rights and welfare, and this year we've started looking at environmental impact of companies in their supply chains too. So companies like Adidas, Levi's Jeans are really good around the usage of water and other environmental factors.
The report is designed to reduce risks of exploitation, slavery and child labour. Mr Hickey says the supply chain is complex.
It can start with cotton growing. There are countries that have been called out in the past for using child slave labour to do the picking of the cotton. Then you have the milling and dyeing of fabrics. Then you move into the cutting and the sewing.
Australian company Outland Denim is making its mark on sustainable fashion. It's even been worn by the Duchess of Sussex. It's also one of the country's top-graded brands in terms of ethical fashion. James Bartle is the brand's founder and says his brand is all about changing the way fashion is produced.
When I was made aware of what was happening with human beings actually being a commodity and traded and sold, that was shocking to me. And so using fashion to be able to be something that fights that problem seemed like a really obvious way to start to go about combating it.
The report found 38% of fashion firms have improved in a year, but only 5% can prove they're paying a living wage to all workers at their final stage of production. Mr Hickey says paying a living wage to workers is still one of the biggest challenges for retailers.
If you can imagine, you know, an average person that's working in the industry over there that can't afford to send their kids to school, can't get medical support, can't even properly feed themselves whilst working 12 to 14 hours a day in the industry. That's not right.
Country Road and Cotton On were each handed an A. Lucy King is the Country Road Group's sustainability manager and says more and more customers are asking where their clothes come from.
How they were made, who made them. We're seeing that our customers expect this of us. They expect us to take leadership in this space and take responsibility for the lives of the workers in our supply chain. We see this as a great opportunity to really differentiate in this space.
Fashion giant Noni B Group, which owns brands such as Katie's and Miller, swimwear brand Tiger Lily and discount clothing store Lowe's was among the poorer performers. A statement from the company says Noni B Group considers ethical sourcing of product as a non-negotiable across all brands. The group has a full-time dedicated team focused on sourcing, production, procurement and ethical compliance. All products are ethically sourced and all suppliers are audited by an independent third party annually to ensure the high standards required are achieved. The report authors believe that slowly but surely, fashion brands are becoming more sustainable.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.